We're doing Drashot Aran, Sefer Masiyot, and we're holding page Samach Vav, and he's quoting a story that, a similar story shows up in the Medrash, the verse, Eishes Chayil Mi Yimtza. So he says like this, there was once a wise man who had two sons that he only merited to have at an old age, and he loved them so much that he's always take them with him to shul, and he'd never leave him with anyone. And one day, it was a day of Shabbos, and he went with them to shul. And they got to shul before their father. And they're running ahead of their father. And on their way, they pass by a wall that's rickety. And as they pass by that wall, the wall falls down and kills the two children.
And how many of them?
And both children. And the father sees this, and he contains himself. And he goes into shul, and he prays his prayer, and he doesn't say a word to anyone. He knows he just lost his two children. He comes home, and his wife sees him without the kids. Now, she knows that he never lets the kids out of his sight. And she asks him, where are the kids? Why'd you leave him? You never leave him alone. So he said, I left him with a person that I trust like myself. And he said, look, so-and-so, the wise man, he begged me to let them feast with him today. So I let them feast with him, and tonight I'll go and bring them. So he and his wife ate and drank, and he went to Daven Mincha, and he comes home, and the wife sees that he didn't bring the kids. So she says, maybe you lost them, or maybe they died. And her husband didn't want to tell her, because he didn't want her to go crazy. So she said to him, I want to ask you something. So he says, okay, what do you want? So she said, look, a person came to me, and he gave me something to watch for him for a while, and now he came to ask for it back. Should I give it back or not? So he said to her, yeah, give it back right away. So she said to him, she was a wise woman, even though he didn't tell her what happened, she figured out what happened. And she said to him, just like you said, that when time comes to give something back, we have to give it back. No one gave it, it's not ours, we were given to watch. So too Hashem gave us two things to watch, and then he sent to take him back. And now we have to contain ourselves and accept that this was God's judgment and praise him for it. Just like we'd praise him for the good, we have to accept the bad. And when she told him this, so he was able to contain himself. And he wondered, look at how wise she was. Look at how pious she was. He didn't tell her what happened. She figured it out, and she was able to tell him a story in order to appease him about what had happened. And that night, the person who owned the wall came to take out the things from under the wall to take his belongings, and he found that the kids were alive. So he brought them home, and they come home and they find the couple sitting, and each one's trying to comfort the other to accept what God has decreed upon them.
So wait, the kids didn't die?
Right. The children come in, and the parents were shocked. So they kissed him and they hugged him and they asked him, how were you saved? Such a huge wall fell, we didn't think there was a chance you were still alive. So they said, because a beam fell just before the wall fell, and the rest of the wall fell on the beam, and we were situated right by the beam. So everything fell around us, and we had this pocket of air that the beam protected us. So the Rav Nissim Gaon is saying, look at how righteous these people were. They contained themselves, and God gave them some of their wages in this world, and the rest remains for the world to come. One of the concepts that we see over here, we think that Nichum Avelim, comforting the mourners, is trying to make them forget what happened. And Rav Pesach Zatzal always used to stress, and we see this concept here, what's really supposed to happen when a person is sitting Shiva is we're supposed to help him contend philosophically with the difficulty that God is running the world, and yet this bad thing happened to him. So that's really what she did to him, and that's why he calls it nichum, that she comforted him. The comfort is not that, oh, he was a good person, he died, we'll miss him, we appreciated him, or all kinds of nice things about him. It's nice things to say. But the nichum is really helping the person contend with midat hadin, helping the person contend with the fact that a bad thing happened to him, and he's hurting, and that's the time when it's most difficult for a person to hold on to his faith. And that's why we find the whole book of Job, 41 chapters, I think, the book of Eov. What's the whole discussion there? It's a philosophical discussion. The three friends are coming to comfort Eov. He lost his wealth, he lost his family, he's sitting there in pain, and they're having a philosophical argument. Yeah, that's Nichum Avelet. He's saying, no, God doesn't run the world. They're saying, yes, he does. He's saying, well, I didn't deserve it. They're saying, maybe you did. He's saying, no, I didn't. I know I did right. They're saying, well, maybe you missed something. Maybe things are not, you're not as righteous as you think you are. He's saying, no, it's very nice of you to say that, but I am. I didn't deserve this. And the whole discussion back and forth, trying to understand philosophically, how am I supposed to understand that this happened to me? That's Nichum Avedim. And that's what the wise wife did for her husband. She recognized what happened, and she gave him an allegory that would help him realize, wait a second, I was given a gift. I don't have room to complain. I have room to appreciate what I've been given until now.